我们活在世界上啊，常常认识很多的人，对我们很有帮助。
As we live through this world, we come to know many people who are very helpful to us.
有的是还活着在世界。
And some of these people still live in this world.
有的是已经死了。
And there are also those who have already moved on.
很多的父母鼓励他的孩子要多读一些伟人的传记。
And so sometimes parents may encourage their children to read maybe some famous books written by great people.
因为这会帮助我们小孩子培养一个伟大的心智，纯洁的人格。
Because it can cultivate the character and to nurture their belief in a certain way.
但是在人类历史当中，有一个人我们不能够不认识。
But in the whole history of mankind, there is one particular person in whom we cannot neglect.
他是伟大的。
And he is great.
他是奇妙的。
And he is miraculous.
他就是耶稣基督。
And he is Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音第一章。
Book of John, chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
John, chapter 1, verse 14.
道成肉身，住在我们中间。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
这里讲这个道成肉身是什么意思？
So what does it mean here when it records the Word became flesh?
第一章的第一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In verse 1 it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
那个肉身又是什么？
And so, what does it also mean when it pertains to the flesh?
那个肉身就是一个人。
And that flesh is in reference to a man.
所以这个道成肉身就是神成为人。
And so, when Word became flesh, that is to say, God became a man.
那就是耶稣基督。
And that is referring to Jesus Christ.
所以罗马书在圣经里面有记载耶稣有家谱。
And so, in the Bible, you can see that Jesus has a family background.
家谱 genealogy
have a genealogy
他是道道地地人类历史的一个人
he exists inside the history of man
他不是虚构的一个人
he is not one that just strangely appears
但是这个人他的本质跟我们不一样
but then this person's characteristics is still different
因为他是道成肉身
because his characteristic consists of the word becoming flesh
他是神成为人
He is God and he became man.
所以你外表看他是人。
And so on the surface, he is observed as a man.
但是他里面是神。
But within him, he is God.
我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
从来没有人看见神。
No one has seen God at all.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is spirit.
他住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
He dwells in the light in which no one can come near to.
那这里讲父怀里的独生子就是主耶稣。
And so here it says, the only begotten son whom is in the bosom of the Father is in reference to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣将神表明出来。
Jesus Christ revealed God himself.
圣经里面讲神是什么？
In the Bible, it declares who God is.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神就是道。
God is the Word.
神就是灵。
And God is Spirit.
所以耶稣来世界就是要把神的道显明出来。
And so Jesus came to this world, he is to reveal God's Word.
借着他的一言一行，借着他的生活，把抽象的道具体的表现出来。
From his word and from his actions, he is to reveal the exact words of God.
神的能力很大。
There is great might in the words of God.
那要借着耶稣活在世界上，把神的能力有形表现出来。
And through Jesus Christ living in this world to manifest this great mightiness of God.
神的爱很伟大。
God's love is great.
要借着耶稣活在世界上，把神的爱很具体的表现出来。
And that through Jesus Christ, that the love of God is very concretely shown to this world.
所以神很抽象。
And so God has thought in detail.
但是耶稣很具体，他是有血有肉。
Then God is maybe an abstract, but Jesus Christ is very concrete to us.
因为他要将神表明出来。
Because he is to manifest God.
那这个约翰对主耶稣认识很清。
Now this John knew Jesus quite well.
他做过主耶稣的门徒啊。
He is one of the disciples of Jesus Christ.
我们来看他对主耶稣怎么描写。
Let's see how he describes Jesus.
好，我们先看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
论到从起初原有生命之道。
Verse
1. 第一节哈。就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。第二节
，two，
这个生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。这里说起初原有生命之道。
Here says which from the beginning was the word of life.
其实这个就是神呐、
啊。And this is God.
他因为神就是道。
Because God is the Word.
那接下去说，这是我们所听见、所看见、所摸过的。
And here it continues to say, it was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and have declared to you.
神是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
怎么你看得见、听得见、摸得到呢？
How is it that they are able to see and to bear witness and to be manifested?
因为他以肉身显现。
Because he was revealed through the flesh.
所以他讲话你听得到。
And so when he spoke, that you can listen.
他做事情你看得到。
When he do something, you can see.
他有肉体，你摸得到。
And he has a flesh in which we can be touched.
那今天我们要信耶稣。
And so today, if we are to believe in Lord Jesus,
其实不是很难。
It's not that difficult.
因为主耶稣是看得见、听得见、摸得到的。
Because Lord Jesus can be seen, can be heard, and can be touched.
我们现在从四福音来看他们看到什么、听见什么、有摸到什么。
And so from the four Gospels, let us study further as to what they have seen, what they have heard, and what they have touched.
我们看约翰福音十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
四十五节。
Verse 45.
约翰福音十一章四十五节。
John chapter 11, verse 45.
那些来看玛利亚的犹太人，见了耶稣所做的事情，就多有信他的。这里说有一些犹太人来见玛利亚。
Here it records that many of the Jews came to see Mary.
他看到耶稣所做的就信了他。
And has seen the things in which Jesus did, and they believe in him.
所以耶稣做的事情有办法让他信服，他是就是救主从神来的。
And whatever Jesus did here, he is able to satisfy the doubt of anyone and to let them believe in him.
那到底耶稣做什么事情？这么有力量，能够让他们看到就相信。
What exactly did Jesus do is so powerful that made them believe in him?
圣经里面告诉我们，亚伯拉罕所拜的神是叫死人复活的神。
As the Bible records, the God in whom Abraham worshipped is one that resurrected the dead.
是从没有变成有的神。
From a God who can create out of nothing something.
死人复活这是不可能的，人做不到的。
For a dead man to come out of death.It is impossible in the hands of man.
没有变成有，这也不可能。
And from nothing to become something, that is also not possible.
这个两个都是人做不出来的。
These two things are impossible in the hands of man.
那一位神现在成为人。
But that God who now has become flesh.
就是耶稣。
Who is Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣来到这个玛利亚的家。
And so Jesus came to the house of Mary.
他的弟弟已经死了四天了。
And Mary's brother have died already 4 days.
在那个村庄里面人死了，这是大事情。
And in that small village, for a person to die was of great news.
好像这个中国的传统人死了，整个村庄都知道。
Just like in Chinese culture, when a man of a village dies, the whole village knows about it.
我第一次到非洲去。
The first time I went to visit Africa.
第一天晚上睡不着觉。
The first night I could not fall asleep.
因为那个音乐很大声。
Because the music there was very loud.
在这放美国的流行歌曲。
And they were playing some American pop songs.
第二天起来，我就问那个传道人怎么一回事啊？
And so the second morning I got up and I asked the minister of the local area and said, what's going on?
说他们认为人死的日子胜过人活的日子。这是圣经的话。
And they say, oh, because the time in which one passes away is greater than one's birth, as it is recorded in the Bible.
所以整晚唱流行歌曲。
And so last night they continued to sing pop music.
所以在那个很原始的社会里面呢、啊，一个村庄的人死了，大家都知道，跟现在非洲一样。
In such a primitive society, when a person died, everyone knows about it, and they celebrate in certain ways.
而且好多人来安慰玛利亚。
And so many people came here to Mary to comfort her.
但是当他来安慰玛利亚的时候
，But when they came to comfort Mary,
发现死人不在了。
They discovered that the dead man was no longer there.
那死了四天的拉撒路坐在旁边。
That this man who died 4 days ago now is sitting next to Mary.
是活着坐在那里。
And he was living and he was breathing.
这个是没有办法解释的。
And this is something that is unexplained.
是主耶稣叫他活起来。
It was Jesus Christ let him live.
所以大家一看就信了。
And so people see with their eyes and they believe.
啊，不但是信他是一个人。
And they not only see that he is a man.
信他是从神来的。
But believe that he comes from God.
因为人类历史没有一个人做得出来。
Because in the whole history of man, not one person is able to do such a thing.
看见就信了、
and、so they see it and they believed it、
啊、到了使徒行传、啊、这些使徒、啊啊、真的也是有主耶稣的同在
and in the book of Acts these apostles also have the power of God、
啊、所以我们可以看他也做出了主耶稣所做的事情
so we can see that they are able, also able to do many miraculous signs just as Jesus had done、
啊、我们看使徒行传第八章
let's look into Acts chapter 8、
使徒行传第八章
Acts chapter 8
十三节
，verse 13，
第八章十三节
，chapter 8 verse 13。
西门自己也信了，既受了洗，就常与腓力在一处，看见他所行的神迹和大能，就甚惊奇。这个地方记载有一个人叫西门。
Here records a man by the name of Simon。
哦，那西门是什么人
？What kind of man is Simon？
第九节说
，verse 9
说他是一个行邪术的人。
That he was one person who practiced sorcery.
那因为他含有某种的能力
and because he has some kind of power.
所以撒玛利亚的百姓都很惊奇
and so that the people of Samaria was astonished at the things that he practiced.
第四节说无论大小都听从他
and that it says no matter great or small, they all listen to him.
然后说这个人是那称为神的大能者。
And they say that this man is the great power of God.
那个时候西门还不认识耶稣。
And at that time, Simon did not know of Lord Jesus.
那他为什么有这个能力
？And so how come he has such kind of power?
这个能力是从魔鬼来的。
Such power that he has comes from Satan.
所以是现在世界上有各种不同的宗教。
And so today in the society, we see there are different kind of religions.
我们绝对不否认每一个宗教都有一些体验。
Of course, we do not deny that any religion does that no religion has some works.
也有某种能力的显现。
And they're also able to perform some kind of miraculous signs.
不然的话，没有办法吸引这么多人。
Otherwise, they are unable to attract so many people.
但是问题就是那个能力。从哪里来
But the question goes into where did this power come from?
这个西门的能力从哪里来
Where did the power of Simon came from?
这是一个问题、啊、
This is a question.
那后来这些使徒到那里去传福音
Later on, the disciples went there to preach.
就是腓力去那里传福音
That is, Philip went there to preach.
我们看第七节
Let's look at verse 7.
第六节
Verse 6.
众人听见又看见腓力所行的神迹就同心合意听从他的话腓力带有主耶稣的能力
Philip have with him the power of Jesus Christ
他行了很多的神迹
and so he was able to perform many miraculous signs
连鬼都可以赶出去
he is even able to cast out the evil spirits
结果大家就信了
and so people believe
本来信腓力本来信这个西门的人全部都来信腓力所传的耶稣
originally they believe in Simon now they come to believe in Philip
连腓力自己也信了 西门啊，西门自己也信了。
Even Simon himself came to believe.
那他信了以后，他看到主耶稣所行这么大的神迹，连他自己也非常惊讶。
And even for Simon himself to witness such great work of God that he himself also came to believe.
因为这是他做不出来的。
Because it is something that is beyond his power.
我还记得有一个信徒在见证。
I remember there was a believer who testified.
他就在 Arizona 教会见证。
He testified in the church in Phoenix.
他说他小的时候。
He said when he was little.
大概十七八岁
When he was about 7 years, 8 years old
那个时候他已经得圣灵了
At that time he received the Holy Spirit
有一天他在街上看人在玩那个什么那个碟仙、哦啊、这个 用邪术的一种事情、啊、
And then he witnessed for himself at one time on the street Someone doing some sort of sorcery
就是一个小小的盘子你念了咒语之后那个盘子会动的
And that is this person is able to recite some curse, and this plate will begin to move by itself.
那他也很好奇，就跟着回去看。
And so he was also quite curious, so he went over to look.
他一回去看以后，那个盘子不动了。
And as he went there and draw near, the plate stopped.
结果那些人就看来看去，哪一个信耶稣了？这个小孩子把他赶走。
And then the people look around, the crowd look around and say, who's a Christian here? And they say, this little boy. And so they told the little boy to leave.
结果那个小孩子被赶走，就是他被赶走，那个碟仙又开始动起来。
And after that little boy have left, that plate begins to move again.
这个就告诉我们了。
This also tells us.
真的，宇宙中有各种不同的能力。
It is true, in this universe, there are different kind of powers.
但是最大的能力是从神来的。
But the greatest one comes from God.
那这个能力会显明出来。
And this power is able to manifest itself.
那这个能力的显明就是神迹。
And this power is manifested in a miracle.
那今天我们在教会里面。
And today we are in the church.
也有很多神迹奇事的显明。
There are also many miracles and signs.
那这个神迹奇事的显明是要证明神在这里。
And this miraculous sign is to prove that God abides here.
神与我们同在。
And that God is here.
要证明我们所传的道是从神来的。
To prove that the word in which we preach and share is from God.
所以很多事情呢，你看到你没有办法解释。
And so there are,
除非是你说那个是神。
And so there are many things in which we see and we are unable to explain.
有一些慕道者说，如果神显一个神迹给我看，我就信。
And there is a true seeker that say, oh, if God show me a miracle right now, I will believe.
你先请他说写下来，写下来才有证据啊。
And then you must ask him to write it down and sign the contract.
那我们现在就要他看一个神迹。
And then we will come and see a miracle.
马可福音16章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音16章。
Mark chapter 16.
16节。
Verse 16.
这里说信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。17节。
17.
信的人必有神迹奇事随着，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。18节。
18.
手拿蛇若喝什么毒物也不受害，手按病人就必好了。这里讲信而受洗必然得救。
Here it says those who believe, believe is baptized.
信什么？
Believe what?
信耶稣是我们的救主。
Believe that Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
信以耶稣为中心的福音。
Believe that this word is centered around Lord Jesus.
那接受洗礼，你就会得救。
And then you are baptized, then you will be saved.
这是最重要信耶稣的目的。
This is the most important reason to be believed.
要让我们得救。
That is, it enables us to be saved.
但是有一个附带的赠品。
附带的赠品。
Gift,
but there is also an additional gift,
就是神迹。
And that is, it comes with its sign.
那十七节说，
and so verse 17 it says,
信的人必有神迹奇事随着。
And these signs will follow those who believe.
那里面有一个神迹。
And in there is a miracle.
做新方，说新方言。
That they will speak with new tongues.
我们知道要学一个语言不简单啊。
We know that to learn a language is difficult.
有的人从初中读到大学都在读英文。
Sometimes some people spent many years from high school to college to learn English.
来到美国一棍法官，过那个海关，海关一问，一句话也答不出来。
And then they try to immigrate to the land of the United States, and then they were asked by the immigration officer, and they are unable to speak English anymore.
有的是在教英文的，来到法官，来到法那个那移民官一问也不会答。
Some even teach English in a foreign land, and they go try to go through immigration of the United States, and they are unable to speak a word of English.
所以知道让我们知道学一个言语不简单。
And it tells us that to learn a language indeed is quite difficult.
但这里说信我的人要说新方言。
But here it says those who believe in me they will speak in with new tongues.
什么叫新方言？
What does it mean to speak with new tongues?
这是属灵的。
This is of the spiritual.
人听不懂。
Something in which cannot understand.
是跟神交通的一种言语。
It is a language in which one communes only with God.
所以我们在信耶稣以后，我们祷告。
And so after we come to believe and we pray,
神的灵会降在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit of God descend upon us.
很自动的身体会震动。
And then naturally our body begins to move.
舌头会卷动。
And then our tongue begins to speak unknown.
讲一种听不懂的话，跟神在交通。
To speak an unknown tongue in which we only communicate with God.
有时候神开你的耳朵，你可以听见他在讲什么。
But there are also moments in which God may open your ears and you can hear what you are praying.
那这个不需要学。
And this need not to be learned.
小到我们看过大概四五岁的小孩子就得圣灵。
We can see as little as 4 or 5 year old receive this Holy Spirit.
然后到年纪八九十岁的人祷告都有圣灵。
Even to one who is at 80, 90 years of age, they can still receive the Holy Spirit.
这个就是神迹啊。
And this itself is a miracle.
那这个圣灵一充满。
And once one is filled with the Holy Spirit,
有时候能力很大。
Sometimes the power is great.
人在地上会起来跳。
And then they will may begin to jump.
这个是神迹啊。
This itself is a sign.
所以信的人必有神迹。
So those who believe, they will see signs.
因此我们看得见了。
We are able to see it.
我们确实有很多教会里面很多神 很有能力的作为让你看得见。
In this church, we can see many miraculous works of God.
那我们再来看第二个就是听见。
And the second is to hear.
主耶稣来世界上，他讲很多道理，要让我们听得见。
Lord Jesus came to this world for the purpose so that he speak words that we can hear.
我们先来看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8
51节
Verse
我们先看第七章
Let's first look at chapter 7
45节
Verse 45
差役回到祭司长和法利赛人那里对他们说你们为什么没有带他来呢46节
46
差役回答说从来没有像他这样说话的这里讲主耶稣在传道理的时候
Here it records when Jesus was preaching
犹太人就打发一个仆人要去把耶稣抓来
And the Jews sent a servant to go and capture Jesus
因为他们觉得耶稣讲的道理跟他们的传统不一样
because they felt that what Jesus was preaching was different than the traditions in which they had kept
是破坏犹太教的信仰
and they feel that Jesus preaching is destroying their culture
结果那个差役去了
and so they sent that officer
他就站来听听看到底耶稣在讲什么
and so he went and listened what kind of teaching is Jesus preaching
以后就空手回来了
and then he came back empty handed
那这个犹太人就问他了我叫你去抓耶稣你怎么空手回来
And so the chief priest and the Pharisee said to him I told you to go capture this Jesus Christ But yet you came back empty handed
他说从来没有人像他这样讲话的
And he answered and said No man ever spoke like this man
从来没有人像他讲话说他讲的话没有人讲过的
What he's saying in other words That he has never heard of the words that is spoken by Jesus
所以这个很特别
It must be very special
他讲的话没有人讲过。
He spoke words in which no one have ever spoken of.
那我们先来看主耶稣讲什么话没有人讲过。
And so let's study into what kind of words did Jesus say in which no one have ever said.
你要怎么解释这个话
？And how are you to explain these words?
我们看第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
56节。
Verse 56.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子，自己看见了就快乐。57节。
57.
犹太人说：“你还没有50岁，你只见过亚伯拉罕呢？”这个主耶稣告诉犹太人。
Here Jesus said to the Jews.
犹太人最尊重的是亚伯拉罕。
Because the Jews respect the most is their ancestor Abraham.
所以他们认为我是亚伯拉罕的子孙，这是一种荣耀。
So they feel that I am the descendant of Abraham, and so I am that is my glory.
但是耶稣告诉他们。
But Jesus said to them.
说你们尊重那个祖宗亚伯拉罕，他很高兴在仰望我的日子。
And he said, the father whom you respect so much, your father Abraham, rejoiced to see my day.
大家听不懂。
And no one could understand this.
所以他就问耶稣一个问题。
And that's why they ask Jesus.
说你没有50岁啊。
They say, you are not yet 50 years old.
你现在还活着，你没有50岁啊。
You're still living right now. You're not even 50.
你难过你见过亚伯拉罕吗
？And you have seen Abraham?
亚伯拉罕大概耶稣以前啊，两三千年前的人。
Abraham existed possibly 2,000-3,000 years before Jesus Christ.
那你还没有50岁啊。
But you're not even 50 years old.
说亚伯拉罕在仰望你的日子。
So how can you say that our father Abraham rejoiced to see your day?
这个只有两个可能啊。
There's only two possibilities.
一个他讲的话是真的。
One is that what he said is true.
那第二个是耶稣不太正常。
And the second is that Jesus may be out of his mind.
好，然后主耶稣就解释了。
And then Jesus go further to explain.
58节。
58。
我实实在在告诉你们，还没有亚伯兰就有我了。
He said, "Surely I say to you, before Abraham was, I am."
如果我们看英文就很清楚，中文看不清楚啊。
If you read the English version, it's very clear.
还没有亚伯拉罕。
He said, before Abraham was,
英文用过去式。
It was written in past tense.
为什么用过去式?
Why was it written in past tense?
亚伯兰死了。
Because Abraham died.
今天我们还活着，我们用现在式。
Today, while we are living, we use words in present tense.
如果今天我们死了，
But today, if we die,
明天别人在描写，我们就用过去式了。
Tomorrow, when people refer to us, they will refer to us in past tense.
所以亚伯拉已经死了。
And so Abraham was.
所以他用过去式在描写。
Because he died, and so he was mentioned in the past tense.
但是亚伯拉还没有存在以前就有我了。
But before Abraham existed, I am.
我就是现在式啊
I am is in present tense.
所以主耶稣不是在他讲话的时候用现在式。
And so when Jesus, well, he's not using that because he's living now that he's using that present tense.
他在3000年前他就用现在式在描写我。
But 3000 years ago, he was already using the present tense.
就是表示3000年以前他已经存在了。
And that is to refer that 3000 years ago, he already existed.
犹太人真的听不懂。
And so the Jews was confused.
拿石头要把他打。
So they could not understand and want to throw rocks at him.
但是主耶稣有讲错吗？
But did Jesus speak anything wrong?
他没有讲错。
He did not.
那为什么还没有亚伯兰就有他呢？
So how is it possible that before Abraham that Jesus was?
因为我们刚刚已经查考过。
Because as we have just studied,
道成肉身。
That the Word became flesh.
道就是神。
And the Word is God.
他是神成为人。
And that God became as man.
三千年前就有神了。
And 3,000 years ago, God was there.
所以三千年前他就用现在是描写我。
And so 3,000 years ago, so that is why Jesus said, I am in present tense.
所以这个耶稣讲的话很奥妙啊，所以那个仆人说没有人像他这样讲啊。
And so Jesus spoke is very mysterious, and so this officer said, no one have ever spoken like this man.
约翰福音里面主耶稣有七个自我介绍。
In the book of John, that Jesus have introduced himself 7 different ways.
你看我们现在人哦，大概见面不太久啊，名片就摆出来了。
As we see today, when we are introducing ourselves, we quickly whip out our business card.
那里面有各种不同的头衔。
And then in the business card, it may have different some information.
医生、律师、科学家。
Whether we are a doctor or we are a PhD, a teacher or a scientist.
好，我们现在看，诸位，你有没有看过一个人名片印的跟主耶稣讲的一样？
Now let me ask you, have you ever seen a business card in which someone has written exactly how Jesus introduced himself?
主耶稣第一个自我介绍。
The first time Jesus self-introduced himself,
我是生命之粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
没有人，你有没有看过这样的名片？
Have you ever seen someone on this on anyone's business card?
没有吧？
None.
好，你看第二个自我介绍。
Second.
哦，我是世界的光。
He said, I am the light of this world.
哦，你如果一个人拿这个名片给你，你在讲什么？
And if someone take this business card to you, you'll be wondering, what are you talking about?
这个名片我没有看过。
I've never seen this business card before.
第三个自我介绍。
The third introduction.
啊，我是复活，我是生命。
I am the life and I am the resurrection and the life.
你是生命。
You are life.
也没有人这样自我介绍。
No one ever introduced himself like this.
再来，耶稣说，我就是门。
And then Jesus said, I am the way, the door.
更难了解，你就是门，你要从你进到哪里去。
Then this is even harder to understand. You are the door, enter into what?
再来，耶稣说，我是好牧人。
And then Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
你明明是木匠的儿子，你怎么是好牧人？
You are obviously the son of a carpenter. How can you say that you are a good shepherd?
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And so Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
你是道路。
What do you mean, you are the way?
那要去哪里？
To go where?
这个也很难了解啊。
This is hard to understand.
耶稣说，我就是真葡萄树。
And then Jesus said, I am the true vine.
没有一个哲学家讲过这样的话。
No philosopher ever say things like this.
那这个主耶稣他能够讲这个话。
Now for Jesus to be able to speak such kind of words.
2000年来这个圣经没有被擦掉。
And that 2000 years have passed and this Bible have not been erased.
为什么？
Why?
他讲的话就是真理。
Because what he said is truth.
所以为什么今天我们能够信耶稣？
And so today, why are we able to believe in him?
因为他的话太奥秘了。
Because his word is too mysterious.
他的话是从神来的。
Because his words come from God.
所以第一个为什么我们听见主的话我们可以相信？
And so first, why is it possible that we listen to God's word and we can believe?
因为他的话是神的话，他的话就是真理。
Because his word is the word of God and his word is the truth.
是安定在天直到永远。
It is established up in the heavens and it will endure until the end.
2000年前读的圣经现在还在读。
2000 years ago the Bible existed and today it still exists.
社会在进步。
As the society even advances.
文化在进步。
As the culture changes.
科技在进步。
And as the science also advances.
知识在增加。
And as knowledge increases.
但是圣经没有改。
But the Bible never changed.
为什么？
Why?
因为这就是神的话。
Because this is the word of God.
这就是真理。
This is the truth.
有时候我们常常问，人生发生问题。
Sometimes we have problems in our life.
你就去找心理学家，找什么专家。
And so we may go find some psychiatrist or some expert counseling.
但是如果一个人生活发生问题。
But if a person have a problem in his life.
要怎么去解决？
How does he find the solution?
大家都知道哦，如果你的电脑发生问题。
Everyone knows that if you have a problem with your PC,
你第一个要看什么?
And the first thing is what will you do?
要看手册。
You gotta look at the owner's manual.
告诉你这个电脑是怎么组成的。
It will tell you how this PC was assembled.
要怎么操作。
And then how are to go about the controllers.
当我们的人生发生问题。
And so when in our life we have a problem.
我们要回来看神为我们写的一本手册。
And so we must go back to the owner's manual in which God has written for us.
就是圣经。
And that is the Bible.
我们要看主耶稣所讲的话。
We gotta look into the words in which Lord Jesus has spoken.
这个就是真理。
And this is the truth.
能够帮助我们解决人生的问题。
And it can help us solve the difficulties of our present life.
所以好多人来教会听道理。
And so many people come to church to listen.
他听懂了他就信。
And as he listens and he understands, he believes.
人世间最宝贵的就是这个道理。
That the most important words are these words.
好，我们现在再来看约翰福音的再看马可福音第二章。
Let's to refer to Mark chapter 2.
马可福音先从第一章开始。
Let's first go to chapter 1.
马可福音第一章
Mark chapter 1
第一章27节
Chapter 1 verse 27
众人都惊讶以致彼此问说这是什么是个新的道理他用权柄吩咐乌鬼连乌鬼也听从了他
Verse 27 Then they were all amazed so that they questioned among themselves saying What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commanded even the unclean spirits and they obeyed him
这里在记载主耶稣讲话有权柄
Here it records how Jesus' words is with authority
那怎么知道主耶稣讲话有权柄
How do we know for sure that Jesus' words was full of authority?
因为他吩咐乌鬼乌鬼都听他
Because he commands even the unclean spirits and they even listen to him.
有一次主耶稣遇到一个犯鬼的人
There was one time Jesus met this demon possessed.
他住在坟墓里面
And he lived in the graveyard.
然后大声大声喊叫
And so he cried out with a loud voice.
他被鬼附着
And he was possessed by Satan, a demon.
圣经说主耶稣斥责那个鬼。
And then the Bible records how Jesus rebuked the evil spirit.
那个犯鬼就在地上打滚。
And that the demon rolled on the ground.
鬼就出去了。
And then he departed from this person.
主耶稣是一个人。
Jesus is man.
他怎么叫鬼出去，鬼就出去呢？
How is he able to command the unclean spirit to leave? Then he leaves.
这个人有权柄。
And so this man has authority.
那个权柄从哪里来？
And where does he have this authority?
就是从神来的。
And this authority came from God.
所以他的话才有这个权柄。
And that's why his word has this power.
那主耶稣在世界上讲很多的话。
And in this world, Jesus has spoken many words.
有一次他坐在船上。
One time he was upon the boat.
他很累，他就睡着了。
And he was weary, and so he fell asleep.
因为他带有肉体。
And because he also carried with him his flesh.
忽然起了大的风浪。
And then in the sea, the sea became uncertain.
那水一直跑进来。
And so the storm arises, and the water came into the boat.
门徒很害怕，就把他摇醒啊！我们快死了，你还在睡觉吗？
And the disciples became afraid, and so they shaken up their master and say, Teacher, are you not afraid that we are about to sink?
结果主耶稣起来，斥责风海。
And then Jesus woken up, and he rebuked the wind and the sea.
风海就平静了。
And then the wind and the sea became calm.
今天外面如果刮大风，你出去斥责看看。
If you go out today, and it is thundering and with a very bad weather,
看会发生什么事情。
And you'll see what happens.
什么也没有发生。
Nothing happens.
因为我们是人在讲话。
Because even if we say anything, there's nothing that will be done because we are of our own self.
那为什么主耶稣讲话？风就平静了。
But how come only by Jesus' own words that the water, the wind, and the sea can become still?
因为他就是神，他的话有权柄。
Because he is God, and with his words there is authority.
有一个人他的孩子生病。
There is a person whose child is sick.
要来求主耶稣医治。
And he came to Jesus, asking for healing.
主耶稣就跟他讲说，你回去把你的孩子得到医治。
And so Jesus said to him, just go home, your son is already well.
他回去，他的孩子就医治，得医治了。
And he went home and his son was well.
他的话说好就好。
His word say it and it became true.
今天有哪一个医生敢说，哎，你回去了，你孩子好了。
Are there any physician today in which we visit and say, go home and your child is already well?
做父母一定说，赶快把开个药啊。
And then as a parent, we probably say, please hurry up and write up a prescription.
但为什么主耶稣说好就好呢？
But how come Jesus by merely saying you are okay and he is well?
他是神，他的话有权柄。
Because he is God and with his words has authority.
所以好多人听见了就信服。
And so that is why many people listened and they believed.
我们再看第一章，马可福音第一章。
Let's also look at Mark chapter 1.
22节
Verse 22.
我们看21节
Let's look at verse 21.
到了加百农，耶稣在安息日教会堂里教训人。22节
22.
众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。这里讲耶稣在安息日教训人。
Here it says how Jesus was teaching in the Sabbath.
大家听了觉得很惊讶。
And the people that listened were astonished at Jesus' teaching.
因为他讲话有权柄。
Because he taught them as one having authority.
那什么叫做讲话有权柄？
So what does it mean to be speaking with authority?
就是那个话能够砸到人的心。
And that is his words is able to pierce the inner hearts of man.
会感动一个人。
Is able to move one person.
会改变一个人。
Is able to transform that person.
这个叫做有权柄。
And this is what's called with authority.
我们常常发现我们的话没有权柄。
We discover many times our words are not with authority.
因为我们是人。
Because we are only mere men.
那到了使徒行传哦。
And then when we come to the book of Acts.
我们看这些使徒啊被神所充满。
And then we see how these disciples of Jesus were filled with His Spirit.
有主耶稣的灵在他们身上。
They have with them the abiding Holy Spirit.
我们看他讲话有权柄。
And then we see that the words they speak also have authority.
我们看第二章，《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
37节。
Verse 37.
《使徒行传》第二章37节
Acts chapter 2 verse 37
众人听见这个话觉得扎心就对彼得跟其余的使徒说弟兄们我们应当怎样行
Now when they have heard this they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles men and brethren what shall we do
38节
38
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦就必领受所应许的圣灵
And then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
当时彼得被主耶稣的灵所充满。
At that time, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他带着主耶稣的能力。
And he carried with him the authority and the power of Jesus.
对当时的人在传讲主耶稣的福音。
And so he preached the gospel to the multitude.
结果大家听了很受扎心
and the people listened and they were cut to the heart
因为他在讲神的话
because he was speaking about the words of God
神的话有权柄
and with the words of God it has authority
砸到他们内心
and was able to cut their heart
那结果啊大家听了就问说那我怎么做
and so as they have heard the multitude ask and say what shall we do
彼得说你们要悔改
and so Peter said to them you must repent
什么叫做悔改
what does it mean to repent
悔改就是第一个要承认你有罪
and what that means is that first we must acknowledge our sins
第二个
second
你要离开罪恶
that we must depart from our life of sin
这个叫做悔改
this is what's called repentance
但是听了以后大家乖乖的
and so after they listened to this they were obedient
我们有罪
And say, we have sinned.
就受洗。
And so they baptized.
因为他在讲神的话。
Because he spoke about the words of God.
所以今天我们在传的不是人的道。
And so today what we preach is not about the words of men.
我们的道含有权柄。
The words of which we preach also has authority.
含有能力。
Has itself power.
进到我们内心会改变我们。
Is able to go into our heart and to transform our life.
所以有时候我们看看人到教会里面来听道理。
And so we observe that there are people that come to church and they worship.
啊，回去以后就改变了。
And they go home and they are able to change their life.
怎么这么好呢？道理听听，人就会改变
呢？ How is it possible that they come here, listen to a few words, and able to change their life?
因为这个道有权柄。
Because this word has with itself power.
进到人的心会感动人。
It's able to go into the hearts of men and able to move.
那人很自动就改变了。
Then it will move the heart and the person to change.
这是主耶稣在世界上啊，为什么这么多人信他
？And this is the reason why so many people in this world is able to come to believe in Christ.
最伟大的哲学家。
The most educated person,
最伟大的哲学家 philosopher,
a greatest philosopher,
就是主耶稣
is Jesus Christ himself.
我们现在看以赛亚书怎么介绍他。
Let's look at how prophet Isaiah describes him.
以赛亚书的第九章
Isaiah chapter 9.
第九章的第六节
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6
因为有一个婴孩为我们而生有一子赐给我们政权必担在他的肩头上他的名要称为奇妙的策士全能的神永在的父和平的君这个地方说有一个孩子要为我们而生
Here it says that unto us a child is born
那我们仔细看介绍就不是一般的孩子
And then as it goes further to introduce it's not an ordinary child
因为他的名要称为全能的神
Because his name will be called a wonderful Mighty God
第二句话全能的神
He is a mighty God
这个小孩子叫做全能的神
This child is called a mighty God
这不是普通的人生的小孩子
So this is not an ordinary child It's bare by an ordinary human being
他要叫做永在的父
And he's going to be called the everlasting father
诸位我们当中很多人父亲都离世了
Dear friends here, many of our fathers have passed away
因为他也是人他会死啊
Because they are human being and they... Their life will pass.
但是这个小孩子是永远存在的父亲。
But this child is an everlasting father.
但第一句话
And the first
他是奇妙的策士。
That he is a wonderful counselor.
人世间最伟大的参谋。
That he is the greatest counselor of this world.
没有一个问题他不能解答。
There is not one question in which he is unable to answer.
他是一个最有智慧的参谋。
He is the most educated and the well-known philosopher.
他的话就是我们人生问题的答案。
His words is the solution to many problems of our life.
所以很多人啊来寻找主耶稣。
And so many people come to seek after Jesus.
查考神的话,
to study his words.
生命改变了,
and his life has changed.
生活改变了,
and their life is different.
婚姻改变了,
and their marriage is changed.
家庭改变了,
and their family changed.
什么都改变了,
everything changed.
因为他找到了最奇妙的参谋,
because they have found for themselves a wonderful counselor.
所以听到神的话是有福气的,
so one who have heard the words of God is blessed.
因为这不是人间的哲学,
because this is not the words of men.
这是神的话,
this is the words of God.
是真理,
this is the truth.
是带有生命的,
it has with it life.
我们再看主耶稣摸得到
And then let's look into the third point That Jesus is to be touched
我们现在看路加福音第八章
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8
路加福音第八章
Luke chapter 8
45节
Verse 45
路加福音第八章45节
Luke chapter 8 verse 45
耶稣说摸我的是谁
Jesus said, who touched me?
耶稣问了一句话
Jesus here asked a question
摸我的是谁
Who touched me?
我们大家都有做这个地下铁的经验嘛
We all have been to the subway
如果你下班时间人好多
Especially during the busy hours when the people are getting off work
那挤来挤去总是会不小心摸到
And there are so many people crowding against each other and everyone just shuffling against each other
请问诸位有没有问过摸我的是谁
And have anyone ever cried out in the subway and say who touched me?
没有人会回答的
No one there will even pay attention
这么多种不小心的摸到你啊
So many people and they just accidentally touched you
但是为什么主耶稣要说摸我是谁
But here why did Jesus say here who touched me
46节
Verse 46
耶稣说总有人摸我因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去
He said somebody touched me for I perceive power going out from me
这一句话太可贵了
This is indeed a precious word
主耶稣说我有能力从我身上出去
Jesus said for I perceive power going out from me
有的慕道者到我们教会来
Some true seeker friends come to our church
他跟我们祷告
And they pray with us
祷告完说啊气功啊
And they say oh this is just some kind of qi
那传道者按手就是传道者在气功在念得很高招按手就气功就下来了
And they say oh it's because the minister lay hands on this person and so he gives this person qi and so that he has this kind of feeling
不是
It is not.
主耶稣在这里讲，摸我是谁。
Here Jesus himself even said, who touched me?
我有能力从我身上出去。
He said, I perceive power going out from me.
这个能力是什么？
What is this power?
是神的能力。
This is the power of God.
那这个能力出去，他自己会知道。
And this power going out, he is aware of it.
那到底是谁摸他？
So who actually touched him?
我们来看44节。
Let's look into verse 44.
他来到耶稣的背后就摸他的衣裳。
She came from behind and touched the border of his garment.
就是有一个人患十二年的血漏。
And there was a woman who have 12 years of bleeding.
她钱都用完了。
She has spent all her livelihood.
医生也看完了。
And have seen all the physicians.
没有钱可以看医生。
And she has no more money.
也没有一个医生可以医她。
She has no more money to see a physician and no more physician to see.
但是身上血一直流。
But her flow of blood continued.
她的人生已经到尽头了。
And she has come to the end, a dead end of her life.
已经没有路可以走了。
There is no more way for her to go about.
只等待死亡的临到。
She is only waiting for the moment of death.
在这个绝望的时刻。
And in such hopelessness.
主耶稣来到这里。
That Jesus came before her.
难道她不能够抓住她吗？
And can she not take hold of this opportunity to touch him?
抓住这个机会，这个机会过去了，可能她就死了。
And so she took hold of this opportunity. If she let this opportunity by, she may...breathe her last.
所以人常常在无路可走的时候，就是神追求神的开始。
So many people at the dead ends of his life or her life, that they come an opening and seeking after Jesus.
她勉强自己很脆弱的身体，一直挤到耶稣的面。
And so she
旁边。
And so she forced her weary body and to squeeze through the crowd and to touch a garment of Jesus Christ.
好，我们看44节。
Let's look into verse 44.
下面说，她摸耶稣的衣裳，血漏立刻就止住了。
Verse 44 says she touched the border of his garment and immediately her flow of blood stopped.
你想这个女人能够不信耶稣是神吗？
Can you say that this woman just at that moment will deny that Jesus is God?
她患了十二年的血漏，一摸就止的。
She has this flow of blood for 12 years and now she touched his garment and it stopped.
她不需要人告诉她耶稣是神。
She even does not need anyone to even tell her that Jesus is God.
她也不需要人告诉她耶稣不是神。
And she doesn't even need anyone to say Jesus is not God.
我摸她我就好了，请问你怎么解释？
Because she experienced for herself that she touched the garment of Jesus Christ and her flow of blood stopped.
所以她就俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
Therefore she lay before the presence of Jesus Christ.
就敬拜他做神
了。And to worship him as God Almighty.
今天我们怎么来信耶稣？
And so today, how do we come about to believe in God?
有时候我们常常讲哦，要信耶稣都是用理性入门。
And sometimes we say to come to believe in God, we must go through our reasoning, through our logic.
我理性要想得通，我才能信。
If you can convince me by reason, then I will come and believe.
但是有很多事情不是用理性入门的。
There are not a lot of things that can be explained by reason.
我们当中有哪一个人结婚是用理性入门的？
Can you say that we come to marry someone we love all by base of reason? And logics.
你来分析你那个对象他的个性什么，分析太多就完了。
If you go into detail and search her characteristic or his profile deeper and deeper, then you will not get married with this person.
所以有的人还没有结婚前条件一大堆。
And so before, is there some people before they marry, they have so many requirements.
但是一结婚一看了，一个条件也不合。
And then after you see that they got married, that his requirement, none of his requirements were fulfilled.
那为什么要结婚？
Now why?Is there an explanation as to why he married her?
一看就喜欢，条件都不要。
Because once he saw her and he fell in love and there is no more requirement.
感觉到他的爱就好了。
He felt your love and that is good enough for me. And they married.
今天我们对神的追求也是这样。
And today, this is the way in which we also pursue after God.
为什么一定要用理性来入门呢？
Why do we also always have to go through logic and reasoning?
神很爱我们。
God loves us so much.
如果我们感受到神的爱。
If we have touched and felt the love of God.
这个关系就建立了。
And this relationship is already established.
所以从这里也可以开始的。
And so this is also a beginning point.
不一定要从理性开始的。
You never have to go through by reason or logic.
就像你的婚姻一样。
It's just like your marriage.
所以这个我们不要想说追求神只有一条路。
And so let us not think to ourselves that there is only one way to pursue after, one method to pursue after God.
除了理性，其他没有办法。
That besides reason and logic, there is no other way to believe in him.
这个妇人摸到耶稣，她就信了。
And this woman touched Jesus and she believed.
那我们现在再看另外一个人。
Let's look at another example.
这个人是逼迫耶稣的人。
And this is a person who persecuted Jesus.
头脑很聪明的人。
One who is very well educated.
叫做保罗。
And his name was Paul.
使徒行传第九章
Acts chapter 9
好使徒行传第九章
Acts chapter 9
第一节
Verse 1.
扫罗仍向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司。第二节。
2.
求文书给大马士革的会堂，若是找得信主这个道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。这里讲啊，扫罗这个在逼迫耶稣的人。
Here it says how Saul was persecuting the disciples of Jesus.
那扫罗是什么背景？
And what kind of background does Saul has?
在腓立比书介绍说他是法利赛人。
And the book of Philippians introduces him as a Pharisee.
宗教上来他是很狂热的法利赛人。
In terms of religion, he is one of the high status of a Pharisee.
法利赛人在当时是最精通的这个旧约的律法。
And during that time, that period, the Pharisees are one who is well versed in the Old Testament.
然后就社会上的教育来教。
And according to the education of the society,
他是在加玛列的门下受教。
And he was educated by Gamaliel.
是最高的一个最出名的一个老师教出来的。
Who is one very well known teacher?
大概是现在以现在的二十世纪来讲，大概爱因斯坦教出来的。
You can refer to today's 20th century that one who is taught by Einstein himself.
那这个人逼迫耶稣。
And so this person persecuted Jesus.
但是后来他信耶稣。
But later on he converted to believe in Jesus Christ.
而且他爱耶稣。
And he loved Jesus Christ.
而且他为耶稣而死。
And then he died for Jesus Christ.
那是谁改变他的？
And who changed him?
神是不是差遣一个很有头脑的人就把他变倒了保罗来信呢？
Did God send someone who is even more educated than Paul to reason with him to convert him into Christianity?
变到最后保罗说我无话可说了，我去拜你的耶稣，是不是这样呢？
To the point to debate with him that Paul is satisfied and say, I have no other words to say.
不是的。
But it is not.
保罗要到大马士革去抓基督徒。
That while Saul was traveling into the Damascus,
就是现在叙利亚的首都
，to capture the Christians.
神用大光照他
，and that God shone a great light around him.
他就倒在地上
，and so he fell to the ground.
眼睛瞎眼
，and so he was blind.
一个这么有能力的保罗
，such a powerful man as Saul himself.
他没有办法做什么
，he can't do anything at this moment.
眼瞎倒下去了
，he was blind and he fell down.
他就问
，and so he asked,
主啊，你是谁
？He said, Lord, who are you?
我就是你。你所逼迫的耶稣
And he said, I am Jesus whom you have persecuted.
他就信了
And so he believed.
不需要理论
He does not need reasoning.
不需要辩论
He does not need logics.
他看到神的光照他倒了他就信了
He saw the great light of God shine upon him. He fell and so he was blind.
所以今天我们要怎么信耶稣
And so today, how are we to come to believe?
如果我们摸到主耶稣
If we have touched Jesus Christ,
我们就信了
We believe.
摸到主的能力你就信了
If you touch the power of God, you will believe.
事实上在使徒行传还有记载很多的人摸到主的能力
There are also many recording of many people who have touched the power of God in the book of Acts.
今天在教会也有很多人
Even today in our church, there are many witnesses
摸到主的能力
who have touched the power of God.
他就信了
And so they believe.
这个可以超越理性
This is able to transcend all reasoning and logics.
我常常见证一个真实的故事
I many times use this testimony.
那诸位大家听过很多次的
You may have listened to this testimony quite often.
95年我们到莫斯科去布道
95 when we first went to the city of Moscow to preach.
我们仔细看那个慕道者大部分都是知识分子
And then we look at the people who are listening They are all very well educated
而且都是共产教育长大的
And they were all brought up in a communist society
一切就是无神
And in their thought they were preached they were taught that there is no God
我五月去的时候
And I went there when
我三月去的时候
On the month of March
我遇到一个信徒
And
一个姐妹
I met this sister
她说我觉得非常奇妙
And so she said, and I felt very, very miraculous.
我几十年的共产党员，三个月变成很虔诚的基督徒。
He said, I have been a communist for so many, many years, and 3 months I have become a Christian.
我又问他，那你怎么信耶稣？
And so I asked her, then how did you come to believe?
说别人邀我来布道会。
And so he said, someone invited me to come to evangelical service, and so I came.
我满头脑我就说不是这样，不是这样。
And so throughout the whole thing, I was thinking to myself, this is not so, this is not so.
那最后祷告。
And then in the last prayer,
还跟我们一起祷告。
And so she knelt down and prayed with us.
跑到前面来。一起祷告。
She came to the front to pray.
那个时候祷告很久哟，然后半个钟头。
And at that time the prayer was a long prayer, which is about
30
minutes.
圣灵在做工，大家不会觉得累。
And because Holy Spirit was moving, so no one felt the weary or tired.
神的灵进到他里面。
And so the Holy Spirit of God descended upon her.
他开始说方言。
And so she began to speak in unknown tongues.
身体开始震动。
And so her body began to move.
祷告了半个钟头，枕头大汗。
And so she prayed for 30 minutes, and she was sweating.
祷告完，他就知道有神。
And so after she got up from prayer, she knew there is a God.
但是他没有办法讲出神是什么。
But she is unable to explain what is God.
好像小孩子摸到插头，他知道有电。
Just as a child who touched the outlet and felt electricity.
但是他讲不出电磁什
么。But he does not know how to explain what is that electricity.
那从那个时候开始，他一直读圣经。
And so from that moment on, she began to study the words of God.
打开他的心，他就看得懂。
She looked at the Bible, read the Bible, and God opened her heart so she could understand.
三个月就变成很虔诚的基督徒。
And so 3 months later, she became a very devout Christian.
所以我们今天要信耶稣，有一条捷径。
And so today we are to believe there is also this way.
我们来到他的面前。
We come before his presence.
来祈求他的灵降临。
We ask him to pour to us his Holy Spirit.
当我摸到他的能力。
And so when we have touched his power,
我们就知道有神。
Then you will not deny that he, there is a God.
神就在这里。
God is here.
耶稣就是神。
Jesus Christ is God.
所以我们怎么样信那个道成肉身的耶稣呢？
And so how are we to believe this Lord Jesus who came as word into flesh?
第一个看见。
First, to see.
第二个听见。
And two, to listen.
第三个摸到。
And three, to touch.
我们就可以信。
Then we will be able to believe.